Hi, it's Tara McNamara with Michael Yo with 15 minutes of film. Although we are calling Michael Yo right now, no show Yo. He is not here yet. We're just going to get things started without him. Today we're going to talk about how to win your Oscar pool. I'm going to help you get through the ballot very quickly so that you know, so that you are educated and can help make those decisions for yourself better. I say this because I have a history of overanalyzing the nominees. And I overthink it, and then even though I guide other people to successful ballots, I overthink it, and then I vote incorrectly and I lose. So I know the answers. I'm going to embolden you with knowing how the Academy votes, and so you can go and make your own choices for who you think will probably win all of the Oscars on Sunday. All right, so let's just get all of the givens out. All right, so Best Actor, Leonardo DiCaprio, The Revenant. That's happening. That's pretty much a lock. Best Animated Film is going to be Inside Out. Best Supporting Actor, Sylvester Stallone for Creed. And so it's interesting because the Best Supporting Actor category, in my opinion, should be the most contentious. We should all be like not sure who's going to win because all of these nominees are so fantastic. But I think that Oscar So White is really working for Stallone because everyone in the Academy knows and admires him. Many have worked with him because he's been around for so long. And he's really known to be one of the great human beings of Hollywood, like great to the crew, great to the cast, great to regular people who just come up to him. And so I think if you saw the Golden Globes, you saw the reaction in the room. And, you know, he does deserve it for this role. He is incredibly vulnerable when he finds out that he has a terminal illness in a way that you've never seen Sylvester Stallone before. So it's kind of like taking this beloved character and giving us new nuances to it. So I would put Sylvester Stallone as a win on your ballot. Other categories, Best Documentary will likely be Amy, which is about Amy Winehouse. That pretty much seems to be the only one that people are really buzzing about. Best Foreign Language Film, Son of Saul. That's won a lot of the other awards leading up to the Oscars, so you can count on that. Best Original Score, Ennio Morricone for The Hateful Eight. So besides the fact that the Weinstein Company has very few horses in the race, so they're going to focus all their energy on the few that they have. If you saw the movie, the score really pops. It feels like an old Western, and that's because Morricone, I'm not Italian, but I'm doing my best here. He is a legendary composer, and he wrote on those types of films, and Quentin Tarantino brought him out of retirement for this. And they actually do an overture and an intermission in the 70mm version where it's all his score. And so it gets even more love. So I would definitely count on that for Best Original Score. Best Costume Design. This is actually where it gets a little fun. So Sandy Powell is going to win. But as you look at your ballot, you'll notice she's nominated for Carol or Cinderella. Now, I've heard some of the other pundits think that Carol's going to be the win for Sandy. But, you know, it's that 50s era attire and it is beautiful. Of course, Cate Blanchett looks fantastic in anything. And she really, like, it's, she's rich in this movie, and so she wears just amazing, 50s styles. However, what I've noticed about the Academy is that they absolutely love gowns. They love period pieces. They love, they love big, fancy gowns. There's a princess movie nominated, Cinderella. It's all, that movie is entirely about the costumes. That's the only reason to see Cinderella. And so I personally am going to put Cinderella down. So, you do what you need. I've warned you that I'm not always right on my own personal ballot, but it will be one of those. I think Best Cinematography, you should probably go with absolutely 100% with Emmanuel Lubezki for The Revenant. Now, the reason is that he's won the last 2 years in this category for Gravity and Birdman, and he really is changing cinematography. I feel like 2015 was the year of cinematography. It just keeps getting better and better. But this guy, Lubezki, is the guy spearheading this whole movement. And in different ways, obviously, you look at Gravity, you look at Birdman, you look at The Revenant, and these are three different approaches to cinematography that are all feats in themselves. So I would go with that for sure in that category. All right, now we have all these like little categories. You've got visual effects, makeup and hair, sound categories, production design. Give those all to Mad Max Fury Road. There is a lot of love for this film. Will it get the best picture win? I don't think the Academy will be able to get over themselves enough for that. But I do think that they will give it to them in all of these categories. And of course, it deserves it. I mean, the makeup and hair, you know, allows you to travel to this world and exist with them and believe it, because it's so good and so inventive and so different. And the special effects, of course, are amazing as well. Even though I know we all want Star Wars, The Force Awakens, to win something, but I think that they're going to give it to Mad Max Fury Road instead. All right, No Show Yo is now a show.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, I got all the givens out of the way and some of the less exciting categories. And I'll also say that for some of the short films and foreign short and doc short, those weird ones, Entertainment Weekly always nails it. They don't always nail all the other categories. Somehow they know who's going to win these ones that always throw your Oscar pool off. So I would just go to entertainmentweekly.com, EW.com, and check it out. But now let's get to the fun categories.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, so Best Actress, Brie Larson for Room, right? That is happening.
You don't think Kate has a chance at all?
Well, Kate is supporting actress.
Okay, so she wouldn't have a shot in lead when she's a support. I got it.
There are people overthinking this category, and I am going to not do that this year because, you know, listen, the Academy loves an ingenue. They usually award one of the two actress awards.
For the stupid people out there, what does ingenue mean?
It's, you know, it's a younger actress, a young...
An ingenue.
A young, newer actress, right? And so you could make the argument... as someone from the LA Times did to me when I was on TV, trying to embarrass me, that Saoirse Ronan is that as well.
An ingenue.
Oh. However, listen, Brie Larson's been around for a while, but she hasn't really made her mark. She hasn't really gotten most people's attention. But Saoirse Ronan's been around since Atonement. That was a full 10 years. She's been around for a decade in the public eye, in the eye of the Academy. So she doesn't feel as... doesn't feel like a new shiny penny like Brie Larson does. So I think that they're definitely going to give it to Brie Larson. Plus, she won the SAG Award. Plus, she's been winning the lower circuit awards.
Has a person ever won the Oscar that hasn't won the SAG or any other awards?
Well, they occasionally do. And that actually brings us to Best Supporting Actress.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go with the SAG winner, it would go to Alicia Vikander, right? So
everybody's saying it's her year.
Except for then this breaks the rule that the Academy tends to follow, where they give it to an older, respected actress and a younger, newer actress. This is just the way it usually goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jennifer Lawrence. I mean, I don't even know where they would put Jennifer Lawrence in at this point. They're kind of like, I don't know. Are you new? Are you old? You're so young. We can't tell. But I think they'll give it to Kate Winslet then.
See, I don't like that.
Okay.
I didn't like Kate Winslet in Steve Jobs.
Well, that's because the movie was terrible.
The movie was terrible, but she wasn't, you know, everybody was praising her about her accent and how well she did. I didn't think it was great at all. I didn't think her performance was great. I didn't think Steve Jobs, Fassbender was great.
I agree.
I don't think the movie was great. So to be on a bad movie, like the only terrible movie I've seen that the actor was really good in was Denzel Washington in Flight. Like, that movie was not good, but he was phenomenal in it.
He's always phenomenal.
Exactly.
And then you do get into the area where people are competing against themselves. But I think that Kate Winslet nailing this weird Polish accent.
But did she nail it?
Accent,
did she?
As far as we know.
I don't know what I envision a Polish accent totally different than what she
did. But also Americanized, because she'd been here for a long time. This is why it's complicated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I,
this is why people...
Maybe the movie was so awful it turned me off. So everybody's acting. And these long scenes that basically you had three acts for the whole movie. I was like watching a play.
This
is terrible.
And I don't... I mean, I know this isn't a popular thing to say, but I don't actually enjoy seeing plays. I like movies. And so for me to go to that film and go, I just watched a play. That's annoying.
Yeah, that is... I went to go see a movie. I went to see different settings. You know, I do love Wicked, though. That's an amazing play. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
Wicked
that's
is
true.
The bomb. And
right, that transcends.
It does. Wicked is the bomb.com. I love Wicked.
So I would recommend Kate Winslet for Steve Jobs. But again, this is me giving you my advice. And so this is where it might get complicated. If you do go with Alicia Vikander for The Danish Girl, then maybe you got to rethink your Best Actress. In which case, Charlotte Rampling is a well-respected actress for 45 years. And then they love Cate Blanchett. Like, they love her so much, the Academy. The Academy
would love to have
a statue of Cate Blanchett in their house if they could.
Supporting, who are you going with?
Well, I'm going with Kate Winslet.
Okay.
Period. That's my choice.
I'm going with Alicia.
Okay. All right. One of us will be right.
I will. I'm very sure of it.
Here's another sure thing. Is best song going to Diane Warren? She's been nominated 8 times.
Do we care about song now? Do we?
Yeah, we're covering everything.
Here. Okay, gotcha. All right. Sorry. I was late.
I know. I skipped the parts where your eyes were going to glaze over.
Okay,
for
good.
You.
Good, good.
And we covered it because people
was
were checking
Leo
the ballots.
The guarantee you already talked about?
Okay. Oh, totally.
Okay.
All right. So, so Diane Warren is the bridesmaid, never the bride, at the Oscar ceremony. But this year she's in with Lady Gaga, who's been on a winning streak. It is happening this year. So, Till It Happens to You from The Hunting Ground, that's your choice.
I'm going with Gaga.
Yeah, you have to go with Gaga. So, best original screenplay. This is where it's fun, too. Had the Straight Outta Compton writers been black, I think it might have won. However, it's actually more embarrassing for the Academy
because
they're white. So in this case, I would go with Spotlight, Best Picture nominee, on the short list to win. Great screenplay. Spotlight is your best original screenplay.
I have to take back what I said about 3 weeks ago when we did the podcast, and I said I watched Spotlight. I was watching it with a half eye. I wasn't really paying attention to it. I watched it on a plane, and when you meet an actor, do not tell them you saw their movie on a plane. They will be embarrassed. They will hate your guts. They're like, oh, you saw my movie on the plane? Oh, you're... Anyway, I loved the movie.
Yeah.
It was great. It was a really good movie.
And this is, we'll talk about this with the best pictures. So the thing that's interesting about that is it tackled really unsavory subject matter. Where you're like, I don't want to see a movie about that.
I did.
Want to hear anything about that.
I wanted people to know about that.
But
I did want to see that.
Well, I wanted to be like, good, I'm so glad that's taken care of now and we don't have to worry about it anymore. Like, that's where I want it to be. Like,
oh, you still do have to worry about it.
Well, I'm not Catholic, so I personally only have to worry so much. All right, we're running out of time for our 15 minutes of film. So best adapted screenplay. I would say taking a numbers-crunching book about a national disaster, financial disaster, and turning it into a comedic, understandable, unique, and fun film. That is going to The Big Short. Absolutely. Best adapted screenplay.
Okay.
Buying in that? Okay, so now, here's the two head-scratchers. Best director and best picture. So these two awards typically go hand in hand. These have been all over the place with all of the Guild Awards, all right? So the Director's Guild winner goes to Alejandro Iñárritu, right? The Revenant is just an amazing film. It's an epic. It's got this unique way of storytelling. It's the cinematography is phenomenal. You know, they almost killed themselves making the film, and it won the Director's Guild. However, let's add in the fact that the Academy never gives it to a director 2 years in a row, and Iñárritu won last year for Birdman. But then you have to take into the fact that there's the Oscar So White controversy. He's literally the only person of color who's nominated. So then they might be like, well, you know, he pretty much deserves it. And he's at least Latino. So I think maybe, and then they check yes. So I think it's kind of fascinating. Then you get into the other areas of the people who might win it. Tom McCarthy for Spotlight, but he won last year's Razzie for Adam Sandler's The Cobbler. I don't see the Academy saying yes to that. And then I really don't think the stuffy Academy is ready to give it to Adam McKay, who directed The Big Short. So my bet is they'll give it to George Miller for Mad Max Fury Road in a sort of Lifetime Achievement Award, or they're going to buckle and give it to Iñárritu. And when I say buckle, I mean he deserves it. But, you know.
I think they give it to Iñárritu. Is that
Iñárritu?
How you say it? Iñárritu. I think they're going to do it. You got to break some rules. 2 years in a row. Let's go. Latino!
All right, and we're running out of time, but we're going to get your best picture. This is where it gets tricky.
Revenant. I mean,
it's really anyone's guess. So there's The Revenant, okay? Doesn't have a screenplay nomination, though. Titanic is the only film to pull that off in the last 20 years. Leo was in that one, though, so maybe that's
interesting.
Yeah. The Big Short won the Producers Guild Award. Usually Big Picture goes with it. But it's not, you know, they don't like comedy. The Academy
wasn't great.
I thought it was great. But, you know, in Michael Lewis' books, turn movies always get nominations. They don't get awards. So, I mean, for Best Picture. So, I don't think The Big Short's going to win. Spotlight won SAG Ensemble Award.
I like Spotlight.
That goes hand in hand with Best Picture as well. And like we discussed, it really definitely, like, you know, made this horrible subject matter a really interesting, fascinating mystery. You know, as and you go through it with the journalists as they uncover what was going on with the Catholic Church. And then there's always that chance that Mad Max could win. And I guess got to tell you how.
It's a video game movie.
But I got to tell you how. So on the ballots, okay, you can put, so they don't just take your first choice. People don't just put, look, I can re-edit this. So on the ballots, it's not just everybody puts in one choice for Best Picture. That's not how it works. You rank them because the Academy wants to be sure to give it to the winner that is the consensus of all the voters. So if The Revenant, The Big Short, and Spotlight were divided at number one, but everybody had Mad Max as number two, Mad Max wins.
Gotcha.
So it could happen. So good luck with your Oscar ballots. You are now armed. You are prepared. You are ready to win your Oscar pool.
No, no, no. You're not going to win the Oscar pool. Okay, let me end that again. You ready to end your Oscar pool? All right, that's it. 15 minutes of film. We'll see next time how many Tara got right. Sorry I couldn't make the whole thing, but we have our two discretions. We picked a couple of different winners, so there you go. We'll see who won our little thing.
Okay.
Next time too. All right, 15 minutes of film. We'll see you next time. What's your Instagram?
@ That's Tara.
@ That's Tara. I'm @ Michael Yo. We will see you next time. Later.